The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
If I'm doing this right, I've got Andrew Edwards on one Skype call. I've got a conference between, it looks like, Harold Johnson, Webfeed, and then I've also got a, and that's on Skype, that's all on Skype, and then I've got a Google Talk call from Patrick Stewart. That's his name.
Chris. Lord, I'm getting confused.
That is Patrick Stewart.
Okay, so Patrick Stewart.
I've got way too many.
Wait a minute, we got like Star Trek people on here?
No. This is not the real.
Wait, how
like,
do I do this now? I'm hearing two.
Well, I am a real Patrick
three
Stewart.
Different
but it is spelled differently. It's spelled S-T-U-A-R-T.
Okay, so.
Wait, I hear
and you don't have a cool voice.
So many times. It's like a.
Sorry, I don't do the impression.
So wait, okay, so Patrick, can you hear the guys from who are on Skype right now?
I'm not sure who's on Skype, but I can certainly hear more than
just. Oh, I got to turn off the.
Let's see if.
Thinking Windows Media.
There's one other person I was able to hear. Not sure who that was.
I think. Can you hear them now?
No.
Okay. I was just curious. I think the Skype people can hear. I know they can hear me, but I don't think they can hear the Google Talk call. So we've got basically.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So we.
I can't hear the Google Talk.
So I'm juggling. I'm juggling three different things right now. This is crazy.
You're just wild
you
and crazy,
me?
Huh?
I can hear Patrick. I can hear
Harold.
Who's Harold? Okay, so Harold's talking on that end.
Okay.
And then do you also have Webfeed with you?
Yeah, well, I think so. I invited him, but I didn't tell him I was going to invite him.
Oh, okay. I see.
I just did because he was online.
Okay.
It's Tom Simpson.
Oh, it's Tom. Sure. Yeah, it's. I know everybody by their handles, and of course, when you meet them, you know, up close and in person, you know, that's who you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. His website is Webfeed. He just disappeared now.
Oh yeah.
Tom, are you there?
Tom.
All right. Hold on.
Maybe not. So. Okay. Hang on, Harold.
Okay.
Patrick. It's good.
Yes.
Good to hear from you again.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah. So, what's new in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm working for a company called The Bureau. It's actually a small printer here. It's been around since 1898, running a digital print division for them. Got a couple different devices, a Xerox iGen 3, and just been really busy playing around with all this fun stuff, all this new technology, and actually we just started our own little podcast. So,
oh,
kind of fun.
No, what's that doing? I mean, what's
well,
it
actually... Well, actually, it has nothing to do with the company, but we're just kind of experimenting around with this whole thing, and just started up our own little website here, winter12.com, and we have a show, a podcast called Money Well Spent.
Ooh, and of course you're talking about buying gadgetry, because that is money well spent.
Yeah, we've got an eclectic group of four of us, myself, another gentleman by the name of John Henderson, and then we've got our sound guy, Jeff Phillips, and bring in a college student, Jessica Lynn, to kind of round out the whole atmosphere there of just basically the concept is just go through you know some typical you know gift ideas $50 $100 $250 and $500 mm-hmm. and try to figure out what four different people would come up with and we just kind of banter back and forth and talk about it. So
no, that sounds you know what that sounds good the idea and your voice quality sounds amazing.
Thanks.
And this is of course I gotta give props to Google. This seriously, this is what the way I can hear you right now sounds like almost like you're sitting in the same room or just a one room over. The quality is just amazing.
Well, I'm on a really cheap you know Logitech headset connected to a laptop over a Wi-Fi connection. So.
Wow.
You know, pretty amazing. You know, I've used Skype. I've used a lot of other programs, and I mean, you sound just like you were in the same room too. So.
Yeah, that, you know, I don't hear the same quality in Skype. I certainly didn't hear it in Gizmo.
Yeah. This is, you know, it's amazing from the voice chatting. The IM stuff and interoperability or whatever the word is. You know, that whole side of it is kind of unimportant when people actually realize you can just call people and have this great quality.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, I have IM clients open all day, and, you know, the only way I'm going to be taking calls with anybody is during the live show because there's actually a reason to talk other than, hey, let's connect. So what are you up to? Nothing. What are you up to? Oh, nothing. What are you up to? And that's seriously the way a podcast – let me give you my impression, Patrick, of the average podcast. So I went to the store.
I actually, when I did this, I did the demo at Microsoft the other day. I ran a clip where I won't name whose podcast it was, but for 20 seconds straight, it was almost nothing but and a word.
It's insane. So I choose not to talk to people unless there's a reason to talk to them.
Edit, please, edit.
Well, yes. You know, Chris, I've been actually listening to your podcast for a while. They're doing some research. You guys have a great thing going there. But I have to say that the episode in which you and Ponzi there were talking about house hunting was probably the most inspirational there. So.
Have you heard the dishwashing one, though? Because that one's pretty good, too.
Well, I must have missed that one. But
look for Chris and Ponzi Do the Dishes. You have
to
hear that.
Okay. Just, no, do a Google for Do the Dishes. We're the number one hit on Google. So, and to let you know, Patrick, we're actually going to be doing a – well, hopefully – that's wood I'm knocking on, working on a Chris and Ponzi spinoff, so that the whole Ponzi and Perillo program will be completely separate from the Chris Perillo show, as it speaks to a similar but yet different audience, and it's really deserves its own space.
Well, yeah, so. Absolutely. You know, because there's, I mean, you take reality television, you know, like shows like Big Brother or whatever, but throw that into podcasting.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
Put your life out there.
It's reality. I mean, we're like Don and Drew, only not.
Only funny.
And clean.
Did I say that?
And we do our podcast completely clothed, unless, of course, I'm renting a chest at the time. So, it's the only time. But thanks for calling, Patrick. Thanks for
I appreciate it.
Hey, it's no problem. We'll be doing this every Thursday night, and it sounds like this is going to spread like wildfire, and pretty soon we're going to have a lot of live listeners and a lot of live calls.
And we actually have some live calls on the real phone lines.
Oh, great.
So
thanks again, Patrick.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
So that was, again, using the Google service, which I really hate saying this.
That one actually sounded really good.
That one sounded really good. So now let's flip it back to the phone then, since
we've
got that call.
All right, we're going to flip over the phone. I got to bump this up a little bit.
He's talking about bumping it up on the board.
There's too many different buttons that we got going on because of this sort of X factor over there.
Yes, yes. Right. So are we talking to the person yet? Because I don't have the
web interface. We are talking to the person right now.
Okay, who do we have here?
You have Phyllis in California.
No! Hang on.
Ponzi! Yeah. It's your mom!
Yeah.
I don't know if she can hear.
Okay, I have a crisis in Newport Beach.
See, I didn't realize
so
this was Ponzi's
mom. So who better
mom.
Than you to give a quick call to, right?
Yeah, of course. That's what
All
I do.
All right, now listen. No question is, how should I put this, too small to ask. Especially, think about it, there's so many of us old school baby boomers trying to work on this kind of stuff these days, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, half the time we don't know what we're doing, Chris. Okay.
But that's okay.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, it's kind of, it's a touchy subject because, you know, when you're at work and you have full reign of your computer, all right, you do have breaks and you have time and it's okay to use your computer even maybe to a personal extent type thing, you know, when you're not on company time, et cetera, et cetera. Well, today I have a friend who comes in and he does work on our computers when we have a problem. And because our systems are kind of bogged down and really slow now until we upgrade, right, he was telling me that you need to dispose of cookies ever so often and it will help sometime, you know, possibly with your system, right? Also, he explained to me that when you go on there and you go to different sites on the internet, okay, this will delete these things and just get them out of the way for the day. You know, you can do it at the end of each day, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So he taught me how to do that. It was fairly simple. You know, he just taught me to go to history, settings, internet options, I think is how I do it.
Something like
and
that.
And cookies and delete.
Yep. No,
simple, right? Well, something happened to me today, and it just, like, put me in shock.
Oh, no.
And I had no idea what to do. I do this at the end of the day, and then I happen to see, and there's a little thing called, there's a little place of history.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never dealt with this before, so I clicked on history. Well, when I clicked on the history, it shows everything that you went to as far as, you know, say you went to a site, you know, on the internet somewhere. And it will even break it down and give you, like, how long you were on the site. And I'm like, okay, have I learned my lesson here? This is kind of like...
Really?
Almost like a personal thing. Because
well,
it's almost like using your cell phone on your break.
Yep.
You just don't want anyone to know, you know, everything you're doing. It's kind of like a personal thing. So I'm thinking, is there a way for me to clear my computer or clear the history part of my computer, or can that not be done on a computer?
It can be. And you're, if you're wanting to watch your tracks, you're wise to do that, because it's relatively easy to discover where someone has been by looking at their history.
Exactly. I mean,
or
it's kind of personal, and you know, if it's on your own personal time and it's not during your work time, then I think. And if you're given freedom to use the computer, you know, during the day, even during your break time, then you should be able to just delete that, so that you know what I'm saying.
No, and to tell you the truth, it's relatively easy to delete this stuff. As the person had shown you how to remove cookies, or by pressing the delete cookies button.
That was simple. Uh-huh.
Yep, there's a button right next to it that says delete files.
I saw that one.
Yep, you can press that one safely, and then underneath it, there's an option. There's another button down there. It says clear history.
Okay.
So you can press three buttons in that internet options thing, the window. It says delete cookies, another one that says delete files, and another one that says clear history.
Okay.
And doing all three of those are absolutely safe. You will not harm your computer, and you will erase your tracks.
Okay.
Essentially. As long as you remember to do it, you know, the last, you don't visit anything after you click those buttons, or you have to go back and clear them again.
Well, is it true, too, though, that by doing this every so often, if your system's kind of slow, that it will help speed up anything, or no? That really
not really. Not, you know what?
That's not going to really make a difference.
In my opinion, not really. Unless the computer is, like, you know, 10 years old, in which case it's time to get a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that by doing this you're going to find all that much of a speed difference. You're really, you're impeded more by the connection itself in terms of the speed of the internet than you are from changing cookies or history or all the files on the computer. Some people would argue differently. They'll say, no, I felt a difference. But, you know, Phyllis, as far as a baby boomer is concerned, there is no difference.
Yeah, like I have no idea what
exactly
this is going to help me.
There is no difference. And I think by doing it, I think you're fine to do that, to clear your tracks so that no one knows where you've been and what you've been doing and what you've been looking at. But I wouldn't say doing it for the speed increase alone, you're not going to notice any kind of difference, if there is a difference to be seen.
Well, they're gonna what they're planning on doing in the near future with our whole entire system is we're gonna go to paperless as far as all of our medical records.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So we're gonna be getting a whole complete, everything's gonna be totally new. And am I a little bit frightened? Yes. You know, because I, you know, like it's the whole computer thing. Like I said, a lot of the baby boomers, I think I'm not alone in feeling this way.
No, you're not.
We, unlike, you know, everyone your age who actually, even during junior high and high school, you were just, you know, you started on computers. Us, we did not. So when they talk to me now about, oh, the whole system's going to change, we're going to go completely paperless, even all the way down to the medical chart, there will not be a chart in my hand. It's like, oh, it's so intimidating to me, you know? I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I'm like, should I run out and take a class real quick?
Well, you know, even Ponzi.
It probably would help me.
No, you know, Ponzi is, well, she's my age. And she, you know, as much
she wasn't
as she
that computer savvy, you know, was she in the beginning?
You know, I can't say that she was. She's definitely, you know, coming into her own. Today I come home, and she's bought a book that's thicker than any encyclopedia I've ever seen about how to make websites and how to do different things with websites. So
exactly.
She's taking a proactive role. I would have recommended probably a different book. She kind of got mad. She said, well, I went out and got a book. And unfortunately, apparently, Jake just said that her car's not here, so she took off.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So when she comes back, we'll have to have her call her cell. After you're done, call her cell.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to give the number out on the air.
Okay, you better not do that.
Yeah. And then just tell her you called in, and then if she comes home, maybe you'll be able to call in again. We can do a mother-daughter reunion thing on the show.
That would be sweet. But, you know, Chris, really, thank you so much. I mean, the same thing. I fought with myself for about 15 minutes, you know, because I'm like, I know that, you know, there's a way to do this. And like I said, it's sort of almost like a personal thing, because when you're at work, I mean, some companies or some employers, I guess, put restrictions on employees. You know, we have a very small office, so we're not restricted in any way. That's not the point. you know, and of course, you know, I take care of my job every day, you know, so it's not like taking advantage of anything. It's just the fact that, to me, it is sort of personal, you know, because it's almost like a phone call. If I'm on my break and I decide to do something on the internet, it's just like if I'm making a phone call on my lunch break or something. That's not for everyone else to know.
You've taken a proactive step by even asking these questions, and so you're ahead of the game as far as I'm concerned.
And when I saw that pop up, and I thought, well, now let's see. When I did the cookie thing, everything worked, and all those were gone. It cleared, you know, it was nice. Then I saw history, and then over to the side, it was just this huge line. And so I'm thinking, okay, that's everything. And then it even breaks it down, it said.
Yep.
And it will tell you, you know, what sites you visited the most often and where you went here and how long you were there. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of, you know, that's almost like monitoring my phone calls or something. I don't think I like that. So, of course, I tried to mess around with it and got nowhere, you know, as far as me trying to delete anything or whatever.
Yep,
I was totally lost.
It's like my mom and dad. You're not alone. Trust me, not alone.
Okay, it makes me feel a little bit better.
You're in the norm. I'm the guy who's like on the fringe. You're normal. I'm not. So you're doing good.
Okay, Chris.
All right, thanks, Phyllis.
All right, thank you so much for the info.
It was good to hear from you.
Okay, you too. Take care. Right,
you too.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's crazy. I've never had my parents call in, so Ponzi's mom calls in, and Ponzi's not here. Of all the times that she's not here, she's disappeared.
She apparently listens to the show. Maybe your parents don't listen to us.
I don't know. Now, Jake, you're drooling. We've got another call on the line, but before we get to that call, you've been drooling over something you're looking at, this creative thing. What's going on?
It's the new...
You keep freaking out over here. I'm talking to the people on the phone. Jake's flailing his arms more than I am.
It's the new Creative Zen Vision, which is essentially their new portable media player, portable media center product, if you want to call it that. I don't think they're billing it as that, but it does all of the restricted, you know, WMA DRM'd content, audio and video both. But and honestly, who cares about that? I mean, that's cool. So I can subscribe to Napster or Yahoo or whoever and be able to listen to that audio. But the actual like features that this thing has are awesome. Does 640 by 480 video with a composite video out, which means if I have 640 by 480 video on this thing, I can watch it on my TV. If I'm like say staying at a hotel or whatever and I don't want to try to like rig up a way to watch my laptop on TV. It has a compact flash slot with an optional adapter so that compact flash slot could be an SD slot or a memory stick slot or whatever, so that you can actually import photos or alternatively, so like if we were out on location recording something and the Eterol like gig compact flash card got filled up, we could dump that over to it. It's a 3.7 inch 640 by 480 screen. It's got a FM radio and recorder.
Wow.
It's got built-in like Outlook organization so you can get your calendar and all that stuff in it. I know it still doesn't have gaming. This is the thing that it's missing. This is the thing that everybody has missed is gaming.
It's gaming,
is the killer app.
It's gaming, and it's also – I've already got a Pocket PC. I'm thinking about when they release a Windows Mobile 5 device, you know, getting a Windows Mobile 5 and sticking within that family, depending on the features and who's carrying it. I talked to someone today who's apparently a prolific blogger in this space at Microsoft. Mike Hall, I think was his name.
Mike Hall sounds familiar.
Yeah, Pete Grondel. Who is Pete Grondel? No, he introduced me to him. And Pete, by the way, is just doing some fantastic things with the GnomeDex videos. I think everyone's going to be amazed when that happens. So we've got a call on the line.
We have Sword of Destiny on the line.
Okay, Mr. Sword guy. Hello. Oh, he's listening to the live stream right now.
Hey, Sword.
Sword.
Yeah.
You're live. Earth to Sword. Hello. Cutting in here, Sword Man.
Okay, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Chris has had too much coffee.
You know, it's kind of hard to call in through Google Talk if you don't accept the invitation.
Oh, that's right. Hang on. I forgot. Oh, my God. I've got like a billion requests. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, in a way, the one thing that all of this stuff that you've got on your laptop has working against us is... there's no queuing system for that.
No, yeah. Well, there's no queuing system. But, you know, that's what makes it fun. It's the dynamic live thing. You would preach. Sword, tell me, is this one of the most exciting shows you've heard coming from us?
I guess. I don't know if it's as good as a telemarketer show.
Well, we're waiting for the telemarketers to call in. The only thing we got was a pre-recorded thing and something from the community. So we didn't want to, you know, offend any of the community people because we live in this community. And the last
and we got a wrong number too.
It
sounded like a girl that was like in junior high, maybe.
So we're working on the whole telemarketing thing. I remind me, Sword, if I don't do this, like within the next day, remind me, or someone's got to remind me to post the numbers, to the direct numbers for our show to the internet, so that people can use these numbers to seed them out to telemarketers. Can you do that for me?
Okay, if I'm not deadly tired tomorrow.
Well, I'm just saying, just if you remember it. Come on, we're on a first nickname basis here. I call you Sword, you call me, you know, whatever you call me.
Whatever. I just wanted to call to let you know that nobody can really talk to you on Google Talk if you don't even...
All right, okay, I put you on the Google Talk. Call me on Google Talk, because, you know, I hear you on the phone.
That was all I was going to tell you.
Oh, okay, well, you're in.
What are you saying?
You're in. Okay, yes, Sword, you're in. Go ahead, call me on Google now.
He's saying stop being elitist.
No, I'm not being elitist here. So we hear the quality here. It's okay. It's a phone quality thing. So call me on Google Talk.
All right. Let me hang up over
Okay, yes. Hang up there, yeah, or else we'll get some crazy echo. It's Chris Perillo Show going live here Thursday. And by the way, speaking of going live, on September 1st, we're going to be doing – hey, Jake, you can – oh, it's already gone. On September 1st, we're going to be going to a live – at 6 o'clock Pacific time. So we're moving it back an hour.
6 to 9.
Starting on September 1st. That's important. We'll be changing the website to update that.
Dude. I got to say one more thing about this. It supports TiVo to go.
Impressive, but it's still not a PSP, or it's not going to replace
my PDA. The PSP can't do any of that.
Right, I know. All right. We'll see it when you buy it. Okay, so we've got Sword now calling through Gmail. So go ahead and unmute that channel. Hello.
Wow, that's a lot of static.
All right, yeah, I can hear you. You sound like you're a mile away from the microphone, though,
dude. You need a headset.
Oh, God. Jesus. Sword, what the hell are you doing here? You know this is live? Do you realize that we're not going to go back and edit this?
Don't run your sword into the microphone. Put the sword away.
Oh, I was just moving the mic.
This is far away. Wait, talk normally now so we can hear you.
I was just moving the mic closer to me.
Okay, that's much better. At least it wasn't all fuzzy and fitsy. It sounds a lot better than the phone.
It does sound a lot better than the
phone. Like, infinitely better. I think we may be making a Google Talk our default. What are you doing over there, dude? Because that's not me. That's not me. Come on, you're on a professional show here. What do you do? Are you wearing a sweater? Are you trying to...
No, I was moving the speaker so it won't feed back into the mic.
See, headset.
I'm not hearing this.
Headset. Invest in a headset.
I'm not hearing any feedback. The only feedback I'm hearing is when you're fitting with the mic. Sword, come on. You've done this for the past 3 weeks. You've called in. You're a professional caller here. You're setting a bad precedent.
What is a professional caller exactly?
Well, they call in every week and tell me that I'm not accepting them on the IM program.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, I am getting a little echo now. No, I can't hear it. Is that the line that's making the noise, or are you still adjusting?
No, it's just.
Are you adjusting yourself live on the air?
I'm
you can't do
under
that.
Under my breath.
Oh, you're laughing under
you under my breath.
Under your breath. You can laugh. It's okay to laugh. It's okay. You can do this. It's live.
I'm
dynamic.
Trying not to talk too loud, so I don't have to pick my parents up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's kind of hard not to laugh. Jake is having an orgasm over here, looking at this creative. What the hell is it called again?
Even Pete Rojas likes it. Come on.
Well, yeah, but Pete Rojas. I mean, yeah, that's Engadget. No one reads that. It was a joke, Sword. It was a joke.
No, I know. I was just wondering if you wanted to what. Why you wanted me to call you again on Google Talk?
Why? Because I wanted to hear the sound quality, and I have to tell you, it sounds much better than it did on the phone. Like infinitely
sword,
better.
Your sword is much more impressive on the phone.
Yes, your sword is bigger. All right.
Okay.
Sword. I'll talk to you next week.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. If I'm not too tired from. Marching practice.
Marching practice. Come on. How can you be too tired?
15 to 6:30 in 103 degree weather.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of marching do you do?
Band.
Like
what?
Band.
What kind of marching do you play?
Trumpet.
All right. I don't know where Jake was going with that line of questioning, but you must be a really good kisser, Sword. And with that, I'll talk to you next week. I'm just going to end this. It was so painful for him. Sorry about that, Sword. We got Andrew Edwards still like on the line with us. So
Andrew's still on?
Yeah, he was on hold. So I'm going to try calling him back here. Why am I... Okay, hey, Nick.
Hello.
Okay, Andrew, hang on just a second. Nick, if you can hear me, Nick and Harold, hang on just a second, and I'll get to your call after we talk to Andrew. Andrew, we're working on something very important in the Seattle area.
Yes, we are.
And what is it? Well, I already know. I'm just leading in so that you can explain it.
We are working on something similar to... Basically, we're working on a conference for the Northwest where that'll be a meeting of the minds. We're kind of calling it Seattle Camp right now until we come up with a better name. And a few people at the forefront that want to meet with other people that are technology-minded, entrepreneurial-minded in the Northwest area are going to be getting together on the 31st in Seattle over dinner and going to try to start putting this together.
How about the Seattle SLU?
The who?
I'm not sure. So now you've also got an Xbox 360 thing that you're doing.
Yeah, well, no, not that I'm doing, but just coming across the news today, you know how all these game stores, the large corporate ones, like to cash in on any new console coming out. GameStop put up a Xbox 360 bundle today that they're calling the Omega Bundle. And to walk away with the Omega Bundle, you're going to have to drop $2,000.
Wow. And this must be a tremendous bundle.
Well, you get the Xbox 360, you get about 15 games and a bunch of accessories. But looking at it, it kind of made me start thinking. You know, if you even if you buy the upgraded, souped up version of the Xbox 360 for $300 or $400, mm-hmm. You take that home after spending $400, you don't have any game to play.
Oh, God.
So think about how much it's really going to cost if you want to game with a few friends, which would mean buying three extra controllers for $50 each.
Plus
a game for $50. That, just one game with the Xbox is going to cost you about $700 just to go home and play.
See, I thought you were going to give away a $2,000 Xbox bundle.
No.
I'm kind of
no
disappointed
way.
Now.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, maybe that's something I'll consider. I didn't think about that.
You know, it'd be a smart route to go.
Yeah, it's definitely garner a lot of traffic.
Oh, yeah, I'd say, in my opinion. All right, so the Seattle camp, are we gonna announce any date yet, or we got a kind of planning committee that's going to talk about what else we're going to do with it, and then we'll announce something officially for people?
Right, exactly. Okay. On the 31st, we'll probably decide on a date. We definitely want to do before 2005 ends to be the first one, and we want to do this one a couple of times a year at least.
Okay, cool.
So
that works.
If you're in the Seattle area, if you want to drop by, we're going to be at the Red Line and meeting there at 7 o'clock.
On the 31st?
On the 31st.
That's right. Cool. All right.
Very cool.
We'll probably see you in person then, Andrew.
Yes, you will. And tell Jake that... Creative Zen Vision is extremely sleek. I had my hands on it a little while ago. It's very nice.
Yeah?
You had your hands on it where?
I can't give out too much more information than that.
Otherwise, they know where he lives now.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, now that they know where you live.
Oh,
you know how NDAs are.
Yeah, I know. All right, Andrew, thanks for calling again.
Thank you.
I've got Harold coming in on this other line. Jake, we got someone on the line, too?
Yes, we have someone on the phone line.
Okay, the someone on the phone line is going to have... That was me hanging up on Andrew, calling in on Skype. How come when I'm ready to pick up the call, they hang up?
All right, let's take the call. Let's take the call on the phone line.
So Harold and Nick, just wait a second. We're going to take the call on the line here. Go ahead, Jake. Hello? You're on the Chris Perillo Show?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Ted from the chat room.
Oh, hey, Ted.
Yeah, hey, I got a real question for you tonight. No cell phones.
Okay. This isn't a fake question?
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, I
got my Bluetooth on. Let me turn it up. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
Sound like he was spanking you. Anyway, go ahead. What was your question?
Anyway, okay, I got a router here. Linksys, I'm sorry, wait a minute. D-Link, DI-604. Not that means anything to you. Anyway, when I hook it up to both my computers... It seems like they can access the internet, but not a lot of pages. A lot of pages I get page not found.
Really? From the same? Do you get the same page not found on both computers?
Right.
Hmm.
It's weird. Now, when I put the cable modem directly into the computer, I have no problems. I can get to any web page I want.
Is there any kind of parental controls or proxy that you're surfing through that you know of that you can see on the router?
Not that I know of. Now, the thing about that is I try to access, you know, that little page or the address they give you to go to for the router to put in your password and everything.
Yeah.
I've tried the default password that it's supposed to be, and it tells me it's wrong. I'm thinking I may have changed it when I first got this router.
Yeah.
But I haven't used it in a while.
All right, here's what you do. Just reset it. There should be like a reset switch or instructions. You could probably look for a PDF online. To like with the Linksys, you basically just hold in a button for about a minute long, and it basically resets it to factory defaults.
Look at that. Now that I look, I see it right there on the back in front of my eyes.
So try that, and like I said, hold it down for like a minute, and that typically will reset it to the firmware that it's currently set up on, and that'll reset all the defaults to the default password and everything, and that might clear up your problem, Ted.
Yeah, I see that now. Now that I got to looking at it, big old word there, reset.
There you go.
Well, hey, that was easy, huh?
Yeah, simple, huh?
Yeah, simple.
All right.
Well, hey, I guess that's about all I have for you. Then I'll give that a shot. And,
okay.
If it don't work, I'll call and yell at you next week.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it. Okay, so now we're going to try to coordinate a call back from Nick Douglas and Harold Johnson, if this is going to work at all. Because, see, now when we're done with the other line, now we're waiting for a call to come in, although I'm afraid to actually call them because then I'm not going to be brought in on the conference. So we'll wait a few seconds, and of course, during this process, oh my God, that's way loud. Okay, hang on. Okay, now this is a conference, a Skype conference between Harold Johnson, Nick Douglas, and Nick, by the way. Nick, are you going to give us your pseudonym, or you'd prefer to remain anonymous?
I don't know. I never like to be anonymous. I'm the biggest ego whore in the world. I'm Nick from BlogEberty.
BlogEberty.com.
Yeah, which is 3 degrees removed from reality or anything important. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
What did I get myself into here?
What do you mean, Harold?
three degrees removed from reality.
3 degrees from reality, yeah. Yeah.
That's a test.
What else?
Right now.
What else did you expect?
What?
I have no idea. I'm just, you know, myself transmitting to Earth from Voyager Radio.
Chris, I'm not here to plug. You don't have anything to plug?
Well,
so write something or like invent something. And so you can, you got to have something.
So BlogEberty, by the way, .com, for those not familiar, is probably the closest thing we have to BlogEberty gossip. Like, I mean, online. It really, you've got the gossip column online, more so than anything from Gawker.
So is this like tech gossip, or are we talking about entertainment gossip?
Yeah, a little of both.
Gossip about bloggers. Really.
Which is entertainment.
Yeah, we do to Gawker what Gawker does to, like, Radar, Page Six, or, you know, any paper magazine.
Chris,
I was actually wondering, today I've been fiddling around with different news RSS readers.
Yep.
And I can't get a single one to really do everything I want. And right now I'm using NewsGator, and it's the closest to what I want. I mean, the way the clipping works is pretty good, and it's a sexy-looking page. It really is like blog lines. As much as I love the functionality, it's just too ugly. And I need something web-based that has, like, all that functionality, except, like, blog lines has a little more functionality, you know? Like, have you tried both of them, Chris?
Like, in terms of... Like, extensively?
Have you tried... Sorry?
Extensively, you mean?
Yeah, like, have you spent at least, like, 5 minutes on each of them?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Certainly.
Is your preferred newsreader, NewsGator, Chris?
Yeah, I use NewsGator as a default at this
Outlook?
Point. Yeah, it's within Outlook. Although, there are times that I wonder why I'm doing that. It still seems to be the path of least resistance for me in my patterns of... reading things and catching up with things, NewsGator seems to work best for me. But
I just began using it too.
Well,
but
if
I'm using just the web version right now.
If I wasn't using NewsGator, I can almost guarantee I'd be using FeedDemon. I can almost guarantee it. FeedDemon is like the power users RSS aggregator, news aggregator. From day one.
Is there a free edition of it?
No,
it's
not free.
It's just a trial, right?
You can try the trial. It's not free. I'm going to see if I... Well, now that Nick is with NewsGator. I'm going to see if we can run another special where I can give my subscribers a special discount on on the stuff.
Ooh, I'd be interested in that. Yeah,
I did it once when it was just Nick alone. The other Nick Bradbury, the guy who programmed Feed Demon. So I'll see if I can get another one going again. So especially for starving college students.
Because I'm starting to think about. I mean, I'm as any college student trying to get everything for free, music, movies that still are in theaters, etc.
Yes.
But I really would be willing to pay a small amount, even something monthly, to subscribe to something that really gave me better capabilities of RSS. I want clippings with tags.
Well, my Yahoo's not too bad. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Oh, I've been using my Yahoo, and then I started trying Pluck. It looked so cheesy, I just thought I had to try it. It is kind of cheesy, but it works. But
GnomeDecks
logo is
GnomeDecks visitors, or I guess attendees, got a free copy of a lot of the software. I worked out those deals for them. I think they got more deals in software than they did actually pay for the conference. They got that much value. So, not that I'm, trying to, hey, you thought you had a massive, ego there, Nick. Hey, you're talking to the master here. So, you come up against the best. Die like the rest.
About how many feeds are you reading how many feeds are you subscribing to on average?
Oh, God. I've deleted a lot more. The ones that I hadn't really been reading a lot. I'm up there.
How that happens. Like every 2 weeks, you got to do that.
Yeah, upper hundreds easily. Like I'm up and floating in the 1,000 range. But I categorize them. There a lot of it's the same stuff. Like if you subscribe to one Apple feed, you've subscribed to them all, because they're pretty much all the same thing.
Yeah,
it's a lot of inbreeding with the Apple community, unfortunately.
Until you find one isolated
except for during Fireball,
that makes you subscribe to a feed for. Harold, how many feeds do you usually have?
I can handle about 3 or 4 at once, and then I get overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's about it.
Wait, did you say 3?
No, but I do a lot of email reading. I was just joking. I have a little more, couple more feeds than that, but I do a lot of I have a lot of things. Crap load of stuff going into my email box, and I like to read that stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I usually recommend for most people not to go over like 50 feeds, because once you like hit that level, you're doing what I'm doing, and you never leave your room.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I've been there. I know that one.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
It was funny. The quality was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, the quality. I mean, I gotta say, I think Google beats Skype. Mm-hmm. Google quality is far in a way. I mean, I'm telling you, like palpably different than
that
Skype.
Was sweet, but keep in mind though, right now I'm using the built-in Mac mic.
No. It's not the mic. I'm telling you, it's not the mic. So you could have a crappy mic, and the Google client is making it sound amazing.
Well, Andrew sounded great on that, so I have to go.
Yeah,
with you on that.
Trust me. If you called in with the same mic on the Google service, that's honestly, I think the Google service is going to become our de facto client for people. I mean, we'll have all of them open, of course, unless Gizmo keeps crashing. Not like people use it. Yeah, no. The audio quality, the IM client sucks. It's bare bones. It's lame. But in terms of the audio quality, it sounds a hell of a lot better than I could ever expect. Client. So.
But someone was telling me the other day that the IM is going to be compatible, or they're having talks with MSN and Yahoo, which I have a hard time believing that MSN and Yahoo are going to actually go for that.
I'm not surprised. They have to. They have to.
I wish they would.
The writing is on the wall, people. I mean, we're not talking about three different worldwide webs here. We're talking about one.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, we'll catch you on the flip side.
All right.
That was fun.
I've always wanted to say that. So, all right. Thanks, Nick Douglas from blogeverity.com and Harold Johnson. Appreciate
it. VoyagerRadio.com.
From VoyagerRadio.com. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
VoyagerRadio.com. I should rent that on my own chest.
Wait, right, so does he hang with Patrick Stewart?
No, he doesn't hang with Patrick Stewart.
And audioblogs.info.
Oh, there you go. God, you got more blogs than I do. Thanks, Harold.
And transmitting to Earth, VoyagerRadio.blogspot.com.
He got it in there. VoyagerBlogs.com. Okay, now we're going to do something that's a little out of the ordinary. well, not that out of the ordinary. I got an IM from someone on my Yahoo Instant Messenger saying, "Hey, why on earth did you leave Yahoo Messenger out of the deathmatch? YM has incorporated voice calls, too." And the funny thing is when he wrote Yahoo! Exclamation point Messenger, it actually hyperlinks to somewhere. I don't know. I tried
so that's a
link.
Hot thing in yes, Yahoo Instant Messenger?
It underlines it and it hyperlinks. It looks like it may launch a web browser of sorts. I don't know. So let's try giving... This is the Yahoo Instant Messenger a call. Let's see how this compares to Google here. Let's see how well I can actually try calling him. It says call computer. Is that it? Call setup wizard. What the hell? I gotta go through a wizard? Oh, I hate these damn things.
That means there's...
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That was me going through the wizard. Okay.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to mute you for a little temporarily. All right.
Thanks.
Until you get him like actually on the horn.
Yeah, someone Ivar Anderson was calling in on Google. Ivar, if you're listening, hang on just a second. I'm going to try calling.
And if you're not listening, call back later.
Okay, I'm trying. Hey, Jake, unmute me, please.
All right, you're unmuted.
Okay, great.
Ringing.
This is Hadrami.
Hello.
Oh no, he's listening.
Hello.
Hello.
So,
please mute the recording on your computer.
Yeah, can you turn me down in the background? The world only needs one of me.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was me going through the wizard.
we're in an infinite loop. Listen to me, not the stream.
Turn off the stream. Pause the stream.
Listen to me.
Hey, you know what?
I may have to. Okay. I don't think he's going to get it. Okay, so I'm going to put him on hold. He's on hold right now. If you understand...
Oh, we got a call on the real phone.
Yes,
let's take the call on the real phone.
Okay, just put him through.
We'll just put him straight through. You're on the Chris Perillo show.
Hello? Are they muted, Jake? Because you've been muting and unmuting people.
Oh, yeah.
Rewarded 1,201 travel reward.
Don't, Jake, what are you doing?
Press 1 to get a live person.
You hung up on him.
They shouldn't have because 1 is what's supposed to make them. They must have hung up.
They may have hung up. Dang, we almost had a telemarketer. Almost.
No, because those are always, if you press 1, it's supposed to.
All right, I'm calling Ivar Anderson right now. Now, this is using the Google service, Google Talk. Oh, sure. He calls me, and then when I call these people back, they don't answer. See, this is the thing. If you're listening to the stream, that's great. We want you listening to the stream. But if I call you, pause the stream.
See,
because you have to listen to me because I'm talking to you live and the stream is going to have like a 10-second delay. Ivar? Ivar? No, I'm not hearing him at all. And you don't have it muted.
No, it's not muted.
Because I can hear the sound. Yeah. All right, Ivar, apparently we're not able to connect with him. Well, that's a little disappointing, but that's okay. Hang on just a second. We got another guy who tried calling on Google. Dan.
You know, at some point we should probably take a break here because
No, I'm having too much fun. What the hell are you worried about, dude? Dan?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Okay, pause the stream. This is your part. Pause the stream.
Hang on.
I'm going to go back to Ivar now because I think he's figured it out.
I'm
not
here.
Ivar.
Hello.
No. Yes, I can hear you. I'm going to back to Hadrami after I'm done with you because it looks like he's figured out that he has to pause the streaming
in order to talk. I got to pause.
No, that's good. That's good. We're up to speed.
Okay.
So have you tested the voice quality of Google Talk yet, or is this the first one?
This is not the first one, but I mean, this is probably the best one I've heard. Maybe it's the connection or something here. But
could be the connection. My computer's a really nice computer, too. So
sure it,
it adds to the whole ambiance.
Wait a minute, you're connecting over wireless, though, aren't you? Or are you wireless?
Yeah, I'm wireless at this point.
I am too.
I'm Wi-Fi. This is amazing. I gotta give it to Google. This is amazing quality.
So have you seen how this integrates in with the desktop search 2.0 sidebar?
No, I don't use the Google desktop search at this point in time.
Okay. I do, and I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen screenshots or anything of it.
See, I just don't trust them.
But it's basically it like docks into this sidebar that you can do all kinds of other stuff with. It's actually kind of like the Microsoft idea.
I think they stole it directly from them, and they were right to do that because Microsoft pretty much abandoned it. And actually for that reason alone, I may actually try it. So we'll see if and I say that with all honesty. I don't like every Google product looks like ass, and I don't think they do it on purpose.
Except for Picasa.
They acquired Picasa.
True.
If every app looked like Picasa, It would be great. Every Google app, it would be amazing.
It's because they build on open source tools, and all the open source stuff looked like
crap
they got it.
And, I mean, the Google Talk thing, very bare bones, very simple. But at the same time, you know, I really expected a lot more from a company that makes they make $1 billion by blinking their eyes, you know, and you figured they could hire good programmers who could make a decent UI.
No, it's because they haven't hired any UI designers.
Oh, most likely. They're into that open source thing because open source is going to change the world. Woo, hallelujah.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I mean, from a minimalist point of view, it's really nice, I think.
Yeah, I agree, but it's a little too minimal for me. I demand more. And I can't stand Arial as a font in an application. Uh-huh. I don't mind it on a website. On a website, I don't mind, but on an application, it looks horrible. That's my opinion.
I've heard people going both ways. Like me, I like it. I know you don't really particularly like it.
Bisexuals, you mean?
No. I like it. You don't like it.
No, you said going both. All right. So, now, Dan, what do you do for a living? Or you just sit on chat all day?
I do tech support for a local ISP.
Okay.
And I'm like the graveyard shift guy.
Oh boy. So you have nothing to do but listen to internet shows.
Pretty much. The guy, you know, on the commercial that says, you know, yeah, we're here all 24 hours a day, seven days.
And that's you.
365. Yep, okay. That's me.
Well, I'll have to send. Well, it's just a local ISP, so I can't send people your way when we're not online.
No.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Not unless you know people in Minnesota or whatever. But.
Oh, it's okay.
In Minnesota.
I could hear that in your voice when you said Minnesota. I could tell that's where you were from. The O, the way you pronounce you. Hey, you know, I took this linguistics course in college. I know what this stuff sounds like. I'm a trained professional. Don't try this at home.
Well, you know, a lot of like the news people and whatever come from here.
Because
of the clarity of our
accent.
You know, yeah,
we have an accent. Everybody has an accent. People don't realize that. Mine is nasally and annoying, which is the Iowa accent, by the way. The nasally, they trained us literally from grade one
to be nasally.
Yes, you remember. Well, you remember Sister Mary Elephant from the Cheech and Chong records. Class, yeah.
They only teach that in Catholic school.
North towards Canada more, then you get the more of the Canadian, you know,
influences. That's true. All right, well, Dan, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Unless you had a question or you just want to kind of hang with us.
Well, no, I was just kind of curious if you had done anything with the desktop search integration.
No, not at this point in time. Yeah. I like Google, but I don't need to use their software to get the full experience.
Yeah. Well, I tell people, you know, this is like, what, beta 1?
Yeah. It's way early.
They got a ways to go, probably.
Way early.
I mean, look how long Gmail got, you know, took to get to that point.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. That's very true. Dan, thanks for the call.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Later.
The quality on that is just telling me that I think we're paying way too much for our phone lines because that quality is amazing. All right. So we're going to give Hadrami, if that's how you pronounce his name, another chance here. Taking him off of hold. And then, by the way, we'll go to Ensaki after this. So, Hadrami?
No. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Okay, you're live. Now, this is the Yahoo quality.
Finally.
Yes. So, wait, now, do you work for Yahoo?
No, I don't.
I can barely hear him.
I'm in Malaysia, you know?
What's that?
He's in Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia. Holy cow. Now, here, can you get a little closer to the mic, though? I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry, I'm using a laptop.
Oh, a laptop, okay. So you don't know where the mic is, it's just hidden somewhere.
It sounds like there's traffic in the background.
Yeah, it could be the noise, it could be the fact that he's calling from Malaysia.
Yeah.
No, you know...
Very far away from where you are.
Yeah, very far. I can't see you when I look outside the window, so you're very far.
Of course. And the sound is very clear. It's even better than the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really. Because on the phone, you'll get some echoes in the background.
Yeah, but I want to hear... I mean, you're calling in on Yahoo. I'd be interested if you want to call me in on Google. I'd love to hear you on that because the Google quality is just amazing. Seriously, I've got to say this. You know, I'm not... I talk smack about Google, but, you know, in terms of what they did with this client, but the audio quality blows everything else away. You know, everybody should just drop everything and go to Google. I really believe that. This is just amazing.
On Google, I get a lot of hissing.
Hissing? Really? See, I'm getting a lot of background. It sounds like you're sitting in the middle of the freeway right now. It sounds like there's traffic going on in the background, and I can barely hear you. even and we hesitate to bring up the mic even more because then the noise is just going to get louder.
Yeah, but I'm listening to you very loud and clear.
You can hear me loud and clear.
Yeah.
Huh.
Crystal clear.
Well, you know, I can tell you this. You win the... Now, how do you pronounce your name?
Hadrami.
Hadrami. Okay, you win the award for the call furthest away from where we're at. And that doesn't get you anything, though. Don't even think that, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to get you...
Worry.
Other than on the air. But this is what Yahoo sounds like from Malaysia.
Mm.
So, thanks for calling.
It's not clear from where you are.
Yeah, I figure as much, but by the way, that noise in the background, that happens to be a Gmail, or I guess a Google Talk coming in. So, is it Ngsaki? Hello? Hello? Okay, you're on right now. Hello? He's been calling for the past 4 minutes. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, you can hear me.
Yes.
Yes, you can talk now. You're on. So now I get you on and then you say nothing?
Sorry.
It's okay. How do you pronounce that handle?
Ngsaki.
Just Saki.
Yes.
Is that your favorite drink or is that your name?
That's my name.
Oh, it's your name.
I'm a quarter Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what's the other 75%? If you're a quarter, that's 25% Japanese. What's the other 75?
So,
have I lost you?
No, I'm still here.
No, I mean, like, mentally, have I lost you?
Yeah, because I'm starting to listen to your show, and it's kind of a delay.
Yeah. Oh, don't listen to the live stream. Don't listen to me. Where I'm talking to you right now, ignore the live stream, because that's what happened like 10 seconds ago. We actually have a technology, a time-traveling technology here at the Chris Perlow Show where we can leap you forward in time 10 seconds. So you are listening to me. You can hear me in the future. We're talking in the future right now. Everybody else is living in the past.
All right. I turned off the stream so I can hear you now.
Thank you. Okay, so now, Saki, where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh, that's not that exciting. Illinois?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty boring here.
Yeah, it's okay. So have you been listening to the show then tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Had you heard about it before tonight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. But you hadn't listened. Tonight was your first... you felt compelled to interact.
Yeah, I did.
Is this your first Google call?
Yes, it is. Well, to you.
Yeah. Well, to me. Yes, of course. Now, understand, and I've been saying this to... I got to make it clear. I will not answer calls when I'm not doing the live show. Because otherwise, it's just... I would never get anything done.
Okay.
That's okay. So what do you do? Or what's your function in life? If you do anything?
I'm a gamer.
I'm a
hardcore gamer and a tech geek. I like to keep up with all of the new technologies that are out there and everything that's the big hype or... anything that comes out that interests me.
As a gamer, what do you feel is the hottest device right now?
As a gamer?
Yeah.
Mm.
Whether you own it yet or not.
I like the Razer Diamondback or the Plasma, like the mice.
Okay. And why is that?
I think it's like 1600 DPI.
Yeah.
And I know that Logitech's coming out with one that has the laser that has like 20,000 or
really
2 million or something like that.
Well, I know Microsoft is now going into laser mice. There's an article on I think a German website today that was published that had some screenshots of it, or I guess product shots, not screenshots.
Yeah, I'm not a big Microsoft fan though.
Oh, well, what are you worried about? I mean, no. I mean, we're sponsored by Microsoft Windows Media and everything, and that's good. But hey, you know, there's plenty of things that every company does that I really don't do. So, as a gamer, do you actually use Windows, or are you one of so defiant against Microsoft that you run Linux and play the two games available for that?
I'm not that defiant. Okay. I like this. I'll stick to Windows.
Just because of that, and grit your teeth the whole way through.
But you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's true. Keep on keeping on, Saki.
But, hold on. One question.
Yeah?
That, what is it called? Their new security device that won't let you update.
What's this?
Microsoft's security device that won't let you update if you have a pirated version.
I'm not surprised.
The genuine.
It checks for a legit CD key.
I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah?
And I think that's kind of whack because it's I used the same one on my brother's computer, and so now it won't.
Yeah, but it's stopping well, at least in their minds, curbing the effect of piracy.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going to drive a rift between the people who already can't stand Microsoft and deal with them, or at least put up with the way they do things. But at the same time, you know, it's a tactic that I'm sure they're taking just to help decrease their costs instead of increasing them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then again, I'm one of those jerks who tries to play by the rules as much as possible. I look both ways before I cross the street. I wait till the little white guy pops up, and you know, so I can walk across. I learn never cross the street when the red guy is doing his thing, and so.
You got to be a rebel sometimes.
I just can't do it. It was the way I was raised. In the Midwest, not Illinois, but Iowa.
That's so close.
Yeah, it's no. Well, let me tell you, Iowa is no Illinois.
It depends on where you go.
Yeah, I suppose. Saki.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
It's no problem. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in the gaming world. I'm going to have to check out those laser mice. I bought Ponzi, the Logitech one. She wanted a wireless, and I got that for her, but I don't know if she can even tell the difference between that and anything else. So, yeah, it's one of those things. So now we've got time to breathe right now, it seems, so no one's calling in at this immediate moment. So if you're okay, thank you for putting down the plate of Ethiopian food. And yes, don't make a joke. There is such a thing as Ethiopian food, and Ponzi
really,
loves it.
Really, really good,
and it's really spicy. So I've got to. We'll take a breather here. We've got a couple of segments to play. If you want to play a couple, just one short one, that'd be great, Jake, as you get that queued up. Yeah, we're doing fun stuff here tonight, and I think we're setting a great precedent for future shows. Doing this. Oh yeah, great. Bassam, I know you're trying to call. Call me back, and as soon as the segment stuff is done, then we'll start take calls again. After we yes, I know. Bassam,
in the future he'll hear you.
Yes, I know. In the future he will hear me. It's okay. I will take your call as soon as we come back, so that I can breathe, because I've been doing this for like 2 hours straight. And if you remember, you know, if any time I do anything for too long, then I get wacky and I start laughing.
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.